Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You For Being a Podcast, the Golden Girls podcast, the podcast where we watch an episode of the Golden Girls and a breakdown scene by scene. Today, we are live at the Renaissance Hotel at the Bird City Comedy Festival. I'm Anthony DeSimito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have three very special guests. They are also guests at the Bird City Comedy Festival this weekend. The very awesome Robert Buscemi. Amanda Hurley. And Patrick Hasty. Yay! Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
How are you guys enjoying the festival so far?
Oh my gosh, it's the best.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
It's really good.
Best. We're all hungover.
I feel like garbage.
Personally, I don't drink, so I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling good with the
don't
Lord.
No,
feeling great.
Balance. What a dick this guy.
You're missing out.
Well, I've gotten about 8 hours of sleep in 5 days.
We always start out by asking our guests what is their Golden Girls background. So, Robert, would you like to start? So you're the closest to me.
I used to watch it, and I remember watching Maude. That would be Archer before, believe it or not. It was that was a Norman Lear show, right? And she had the first, you probably covered this in previous episodes.
We've covered parts of Maude.
But she had an abortion on the show, on Maude.
Live.
And there were some really, really, really heavy.
HD.
Nice.
Heavy topics on that show.
Fun fact, I also have a cat named Maude.
Yeah.
Who also had an abortion on the show.
We performed the abortion on this show.
It was the cutest abortion.
Catabortion.
That was my nickname in high school, actually. Catabortion.
Keeping it real safe here on Live Tit Fat.
Patrick Abortion Haste.
Yeah.
Amanda, what about?
I came to you in a moment of anxiety a couple days ago, and I was like, I don't know what to do. I've never seen Golden Girls.
Whoa.
And it was actually like, I've been dating my boyfriend for like 2 years now, and this was like our first fight when I told him that. He got like really upset with me. Like,
wow.
He loves it. So that, yeah, I know. He told me what the business is. But yeah, so this was really, I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot. I wasn't sure what to expect.
Makes up for it.
Yeah.
You're published in a podcast about the Golden Girls. He can't.
Right, yeah.
Your name's attached to this.
To get married. Nothing is standing in your way now.
No, especially
not Golden Girls.
I mean, except for like a proposal and a ring and shit like that. You know?
Financial situation.
Love, all that.
When this is published, you're married. That's what happens. Patrick, how about you?
Hey, I love the Golden Girls. I think it's a good show. I was a kid when this was on. So I watched a lot of, I liked that whole unit, what do we call it, the Miami Universe? Is there a term for it?
Miami-verse?
Like, there was like Empty Nest and Nurses and all those shows, and they all shared characters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched it a lot when I was a kid, really loved it, and my wife just started watching it because it's now on Hulu. And so we've been going back through season one, and we're like in the middle of season two right now watching it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you already doing that before you were
We started like, doing it because we watch it like, I don't know if you guys do this when you're in relationships and stuff, but like a lot of times we don't.
Never in a
relationship. We can't hang out. Well, that's fine. You know what I mean? Why don't you take a break? Can somebody get Anthony a drink? a lot of times when we're like, we're both really busy. So like watching a show together is kind of like our time to spend together.
Right.
And you watch like a show. Like we watch Sopranos and shit like that.
And you don't have to talk to each other.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Just laugh at each other.
But so Golden Girls is great because it's half hour. So we can watch like 2 or 3 episodes and then we laugh and we're having fun, you know, and then we go to the bedroom, you know what I mean?
And then you're doing it.
You got all heated up.
Devereaux gets you all bothered. Nice.
So I love it. And I'm rewatching now. So.
Yay.
And I haven't seen this episode recently, so that's great too.
About this episode, wasn't it great?
Yeah, it was so good.
Real good.
Fucking great.
First epi.
Yeah,
first
episode.
Well, guess what, guys? We watched the wrong episode.
Yay! I wondered about that.
We already did this episode.
Oh,
we don't give a fuck.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We realized about like 5 minutes in, and then we were just like, That's weird.
A good one, though, right?
We liked it. We were having a good time. You know, we just, yeah. So we got new guests. And we're just going to talk about it again.
Yeah. Will you tell us if we hit any new points that you didn't hit last
time? Oh,
absolutely.
We're going to play them like side by side.
Do you guys know who the guest was last time you did this one?
It was Amanda Golob.
Oh.
From New Orleans. New Orleans.
Yeah, that's funny, yeah.
Yeah. So let's be better than her.
Yeah. I Googled the episode that you said, and I just saw like the cast list and stuff, and I had a lot of bits ready to go, and then I started watching this thing, and I was like, when the fuck's Sonny Bono showing up?
Yeah, I want to see Sonny Bono.
I got tree stuff.
I want to see tree stuff.
I got Sonny Bono. You know that he did this. He didn't take a check. He did it pro bono. You know what I mean? Like, I had jokes ready to go.
That's what comedy does.
Do that? Wait, you guys knew what episode we were going to watch?
Well, like a second before the show started.
Yeah, they sort of mentioned that it was going to be. We IMDb'd it or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are professionals. Yeah.
No, you were lying about being late because of the Uber at that point. You know what I mean? Like, it was at that time.
Very sleepy.
So we watched let me see what it's called. The title is En Ma Mix 3. Mm. It is season 3, episode 20. And the original air date was February 20th, 1988. So we've gone back in time a couple years.
Ooh.
And it's all good, guys. We're good. We're here. We're alive. We're breathing.
88. Seems like it was far. It feels farther back.
It really did.
Looks.
No. It felt like it felt more new than that. Like when they did the Freeman and a Baby, I thought that was 90s.
No, like, I don't know. No, Freeman and a Baby was 1987.
Oh, wow.
But so, I mean the style of it felt more 70s.
Yeah. It was definitely like
the house and everything, yeah.
I don't know.
The house and everything.
There was definitely like a mullet. They all kind of had mullets.
Yeah.
And like that was definitely like late 80s.
Yeah.
Where it's just everyone just needed a haircut.
I also had sexual fantasies about those three men. When I was younger,
those are pretty good looking men.
Yeah.
To find a baby.
Do you know find a baby.
What I think the least believable thing about three men and a baby is that three grown men in their 30s live together in New York City and none of them do stand up comedy.
Wasn't one of them what? We don't know that.
There's a cartoon. Cartoonist?
Cartoonist.
Gutenberg was cartoonist.
That's right. I thought he was.
Ted Danson was an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Selleck was what? Magnum P.I., right?
He was
playing
Magnum P.I. He was a cop.
Yeah.
He was a cop.
He just had a nice mustache.
Yeah.
That's all you really
Although
mean.
I did hear that ghost boy had gone up a couple times at Caroline, so, you know, it makes sense.
All right.
Ghost
boy? Ghost boy
and three men and a baby. All right.
Ghost boy. Okay.
Yeah, you can see it in the window, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe the little baby is dead now.
Oh.
What's up?
Hopefully.
Shout out.
Shout out.
He got catboarded.
That sounds like waterboarding somebody with cats.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great. Right?
Yeah.
That's what you do to somebody you love.
We're making all the great points
I know.
On this podcast. We get cat abortion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cat make sure to mark that on your bingo cards out there, guys.
Or you waterboard a cat. Yeah. You can go either way with that. Okay, so we start off with Sophia in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. She's making chocolate chip pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
And no, wait, isn't it Rose?
Rose.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rose is making them and they're full of sugar, which sounds amazing to me. And Sophia's really cranky. She's offering, Rose is offering her pancakes and she's just giving her shit at this point.
Yeah, that's right.
It felt unwarranted. Like,
yeah.
It did feel unwarranted.
I felt offended.
Mm. Then you get
as a viewer.
If that's how you felt after watching one episode, buckle up because that's the show. Rose deserved better. Like they're so goddamn mean to her
on
the show.
So mean
she's
to
kind
her.
Of annoying. I get it.
Well,
she's
still,
like,
but
she's the dimwit.
Yeah,
and they've had to put up with it
forever. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's basically making like fried hotcakes with chocolate in them.
Yeah,
right.
For them.
Just to start your day.
Was it even breakfast? Was it like, it seemed like it was afternoon.
It always seems like afternoon in Miami.
And
right?
Even Blanche was like, she comes in and she's just like, you stop cooking now!
Yeah.
That's They're my Blanche impersonation. Just a gay screaming man.
Yeah.
She's making, she has to help Blanche. She's her election campaign manager for the fashionistas, the Tinkerbells.
Oh, Tinkerbell fashion brigade, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like a children's pageant.
It does. Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
But they're grown women. So.
Yeah, it seems like a Red Hat Association type thing, but like maybe a fashion show. Yeah. But they couldn't get licensing for Red Hat or some shit. Like,
but they all wear the same, they all wear purple and red hats. Like, who are you?
They got it figured out really fast.
Okay, so, and then Bea Arthur, her situation is that she's dating a dude that she met at the grocery store.
And everybody loves him.
Everyone fucking loves him.
His name is Raymond.
Except for Sophia.
Oh, no.
Everybody loves Raymond.
We see what you did there.
No one else did. So that's
we're all disappointed in you.
Get out of here!
You just made everyone's hangovers worse.
Go to Everybody Loves Podcast.
That's fine. When I play this on the stereo for my wife, I'll make sure she like listens in at that part. But, ready for this one?
Let's go to the bedroom now.
Yeah. Let's get in there. Hurry up, I'm losing it. Okay, go.
I forget this burn, but she was like, they were talking about her dating that dude, and then, oh, he's the best guy you've dated. He's the only guy that hasn't dumped you after the first date.
Yeah.
Right.
And then she's like, Sophia says, don't fuck it up by sleeping
exactly
with
what she says, word for word.
Yeah,
word.
She does say
this
that.
This is the first time you said fuck up.
Don't fuck it up, doll. And then Bea Arthur's like, I only have sex with the ones I want to scar psychologically.
Yeah. Which is relatable.
Yeah, that's relevant. Okay, so, and then this is the part where Rose decides to talk about the Eskimo family.
That
fucking genius.
I love that bit.
Yes.
Comedy genius.
Yes. They.
So it was three parts. It was ice fishing in the. It was ice fishing in the ice rink. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It was giving out whale blubber for Halloween.
Those are good news.
And then it was making an igloo out of ice trays. So it was like a perfectly structured stand-up bit, raising the stakes each time. And then they said, oh, well, why did you do that or something, referring to something else, and she says, oh, I guess they were having more kids or something.
It
was a three-part joke structure and then a perfect tag.
And then
very absurd. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. It came back with, so everybody in the St. Olaf ended up loving them, and it's like, well, what did they do? It's like, well, their house melted and it saved us during the drought. And it's like, wait a minute.
Closer. That's the closer.
It's perfect.
Yeah. So beautiful. I wonder who the hell wrote that. She delivered it so deadpan. It was just perfect.
The writer was, I forgot her name at this moment, but she was a writer, but she went on to create like the Steve Harvey Show and a bunch of other TV shows in the 90s.
Oh, really?
And wrote for like Fresh Prince and all those shows. And so it's like this was like probably the beginning, but she's got a good pedigree after
She's a hero.
Yeah. She's really
also the matriarch of an Eskimo family.
Progressive as hell.
And then, okay, and then this dude comes in. So we finally see this dude. Mm-hmm. How big is that?
He looked like shitty Jimmy Stewart. Like, they're like, we can't get Jimmy Stewart to like figure it out, you know?
But it's so funny. There's just an affluence in his look.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a damn country club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could just see the sweater like wrapped around his shoulders and his eyes.
It was,
it was such you a know type. He's used summer as a verb for sure.
He's such a type.
The actor was this actor, James Karen. Who's still alive? I googled it. He's 93 years old today.
Goodness.
Holy
and
shit!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Yeah.
You guys aren't gonna fucking believe this, but we got him, James.
He brings out a yellow rose for us, and he kisses all of us. Boom!
And then he dies.
We're all going to the Bahamas after this.
We take his dead body, Weekend at Bernie's style, to the Bahamas.
We have to put him on a canoe in the Bahamas and shoot an arrow to land on fire. He's always at summer now.
But there was a dreamy look in his eyes.
He had a certain. He was on Larry Sanders. He was on a bunch of Larry Sanders episodes. He played the. in this, I don't know this off the top of my head. I'm not like a fucking
so
genius,
impressed
but
with you.
He played in the when Larry's trying to get swooned by the other network in New York. He's the network head.
Nice.
He's like the hoity-toity, like nice. He's trying to pit him against Letterman.
So he's typecasted quite a bit.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
I feel like he's probably played like a president in a TV movie.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's played a vice principal. Yeah. No, a superintendent.
And he has that accent, which is weird because I didn't know where he was from. And he's from Pennsylvania. And I guess I don't know. That seems like a weird way of speaking.
Which county?
Yeah. Wilkes-Barre? You laugh, but they got a hell of a minor hockey team. Yeah. The Penguins. They send them up to the Pittsburgh guys all the time.
Yeah, we'll have to put that on his cake. His birthday cake.
His birthday funeral cake.
You can hear the scrabble in his voice.
Yeah, for sure.
Birthday funeral cake. You die your birthday.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. If you, when you cut into it, the color tells you if he's going to heaven or hell.
Red is hell.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Pink is heaven. Okay. Right?
It's like a very fine color difference. Yeah, like, what like, if you, like, you just bake it too long and you go to hell?
Is this red or pink?
Is this red or pink?
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm so scared.
The Grim Reaper shrugging his shoulders.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, St. Peter and the Grim Reaper are like, I don't want to do this. It's on you, buddy.
The Grim Reaper is like the Uber driver to
that. I mean, I give him 5 stars.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is when Sophia's like, I'm going with y'all to golf because I don't have my own. Oh, her friends all disband. Right, like one of her friends.
Had they ever mentioned her on the show before? Like, was she a character?
Yeah.
Or did they just introduce her in this episode? Like, she's her good friend.
We've never heard of her, but we've heard of Gladys before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Gladys was one, and
I think there was a Myrtle in play.
Myrtle,
ooh,
was
a lot of Myrtle.
Yeah. There was a Myrtle, and he used to watch scrambled porn together or something like that.
Whoa. What?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wait, is that like what?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Oh, she
really did.
I mean,
on the show they talked about it.
Joked about it. They didn't like do it on the show.
Oh, I thought they
No.
And they just like scissored. And
yeah.
Like, really
no.
You know that Estelle Getty probably did it.
Yeah.
She's a method actor.
And then they look at the camera. They look at the camera and say, "This is a very special episode."
No, there is an episode where she rents an adult video and is watching it in the living room.
Yeah, whoa. That's amazing. Right.
This show's great.
Wait, right, who, in the living room in the common space.
Yeah.
Who
rents
it?
The afternoon.
Of Sophia. Does.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah. I loved when I was a kid. I loved this show because I loved to play.
I thought you were gonna say porn.
Well, definitely.
I used to jerk off too.
You're not gonna believe this. I still like it. Pretty good. But I used to love this show, and I had like a huge crush on Blanche because she was the first horny person. I was horny all the time, and I was like, "Well, she gets me." I was like,
"I love her."
She's into sex.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you like older women now? Still?
I mean, you know. My wife can take a bath sometimes before we get in the bedroom.
Oh,
and then get those wrinkles. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Oh boy, she's a sweet lady.
That's me with those
pruny things. Not at all. But when I was, I don't know. I'm sure other boys of my age had the same thing where I was like, nope, nothing. Okay, cool. Because she was like talking about fucking all the time, and that's all I wanted to do. You know,
that makes sense.
You know, Tim Allen was never talking about that on Tool Time, and it was right there the whole time. Tool Time, you know.
So he was just grunting.
Yeah.
So Amanda wrote.
Wife?
So Amanda wrote down nightgowns. Do you make your wife wear a neck high like pastel?
Do you make her wear bed coats?
No, her body, her choice. You know, she can do whatever she wants. Whatever she wants to wear. You know?
And here's I want to clarify.
As long as it's wrinkly.
Yeah.
I want to clarify. I didn't write. Nightgowns. I wrote nightgowns in all caps, and then I underlined it and put an exclamation point.
Because
there are some
amazing
bomb-ass nightgowns
in
this.
Yeah,
and that's all I wrote on this page.
And that's all I want when I'm older. Just tons of nightgowns.
I want them now.
House coats or whatever. All of it.
Sit around in a wicker all day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Rocking gently.
Yeah.
Someone point me in the direction of a good bed jacket.
Oh, yeah.
I just want something with pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in my sleep.
And shoulder pads in your nightgown for some reason.
And a full face of makeup.
And a blowout.
Did you? Oh, God.
Yes.
I was going to say something about, because we talked about Maude earlier. Mm. So did you guys ever watch Mary Tyler Moore when Betty White was on there?
Yeah, totally.
She was so, such a, and I love how they were all so different on their previous shows. Like, Dorothy was similar to Maude, I guess, but like, when Rue McClanahan was on Maude, she was a totally different character. Mm. And Sue Ann was like crazy on Mary Tyler Moore. And
she
like,
was a slut.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
And then she became dumb.
Then yeah, the dumbest.
She was actually going to be cast as Blanche.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, because of that history.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then they're like, let's switch it up.
Yeah.
For the next 7 years.
My mom's name is Sue Ann, and it's not like a common name. And my mom will still to this day introduce herself to people, be like, "Oh, I'm Sue Ann," you know, like from Mary Tyler Moore. And nobody's like, "We don't know the fuck
like,
Mary
no.
Tyler Moore."
It is streaming on Hulu.
Yeah. Well.
So they might know now.
Yeah. Also, rest in peace, Mary. She's gone.
Yeah.
Aww. Aww.
Yeah. Let's give her a cake.
That's our, I think, our fourth death we've mentioned on this.
Well, you know.
We have cat abortion.
Yeah, we got cat abortions.
Life is...
We've already beat out the other podcast.
Life is precious, you know?
Our cake is real.
So, the next scene, Rose and Blanche are... in the living room, and this is where they kind of attack Bea Arthur when she comes in with her white dress.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And they're competing for a fashionista manager or whatever, chairman of the fashion show.
Mm-hmm.
Very generic. And so they keep...
Oh, yeah.
They keep... now I remember.
You said that like you watched this 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Back to
it is hard to keep track of these.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's like, oh, Bea Arthur's like, I don't know, should I wear the pearls or should I wear the chain?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so...
We've all been there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We've all been there.
Oh, this is great comedy.
Basically,
right?
Like, I know, we've all tried to dress like sexy ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 I want to...
Yeah.
She looked like if you were to make a dress inspired by sperm shooting.
Yes. Yes.
That's what her dress was.
Yeah. She's trying to get some.
Mm-hmm. She needs to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
They're trying, but Sophia keeps fucking cock-blocking.
Yeah.
She's cock-blocking.
Cock-blocking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hard.
I've said it a million times. Estelle Getty is a cock-block. Stop her, my mom will shoot. Okay, maybe.
Stop fucking or my mom will shoot. Okay. And then at the end, she said, Bea Arthur, they're like, where are you gonna put that sign that says too ugly to live? She says, I'm gonna spray paint it on my hump.
Great line. It was a great line.
The final dig.
She upped the ante off what they were already making fun of her. Just beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then they go to dinner. Sophia is in the middle. She is just telling stories about Sicily, drinking and fucking...
Yeah, sleeping with Charles de Gaulle.
Yeah.
Charles de Gaulle.
That's great.
That was such a weird joke.
Yes. And long.
It's one of those things that, like, if it happened in real life, like, if we were all talking and I said, you know, I fucked Charles de Gaulle, and you guys just thought I said that, but I actually said Charles the Mole. And then later you're like, oh, I thought you said Charles. That's funny. But she actually says Charles de Gaulle.
She does.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It ruins the whole thing at the end. It's so weird.
Yeah,
but it's great.
Weird, isn't it?
But it's weird to see. But in real life, you could see that being a situation.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I thought they said this.
I think it was more of like a dementia-based comment.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. That actually makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. I very rarely confuse Charles de Gaulle with Charles de Mole in my daily conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Also, she said Charles de Gaulle was like the leader of France. Sorry, guys. Charles de Gaulle is a fucking airport, okay? Okay.
She fucked an airport.
Stacey, just, you know what I was going for.
Stacey, are you in the bathtub now? Get it ready.
Get the blue eyeshadow. Get it.
And then a violinist comes out, and she's like, "Get the fuck out of here!" Yeah, that was sad. Oh,
well, you know, do you think the father on Frasier was based on her, on Estelle Getty?
Kind of, it's like a
hard knock, blue collar.
Is Eddie her
parent? Who comes in and like,
no, Eddie's Rose.
Eddie's Rose. Oh. Daphne is
the chair. Wait, no, that's
I don't know. Be
Daphne's
Blanche
hot.
Devereaux.
That's what Daphne is.
Remember?
I know. I like. I thought she was hot. What I can think women are hot.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think Tom Selleck is nice and hairy.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, he's hot.
Wait, is that equivalent to hot? Nice and hairy?
Yeah, that's just the best you could do. He's a fine chap.
Nice and hairy.
Remember Dear John? Daphne was on Dear John, and she was super hot. Like, it was when she was, like, you know, like, she was playing a hot, okay.
She wasn't,
that's from my Dear John
that
podcast.
That was, like, Jerry was, Burns yeah, and yeah, yeah, Judd yeah. Hirsch.
Judd Hirsch, oh, boy.
And it was, like, they like group therapy.
Yeah.
Did she have kind of a slightly husky voice, too, Daphne?
Kind of, but English accent.
Yeah, she also played the Virgin on Seinfeld.
On Seinfeld, yeah.
I was just going to say Seinfeld.
And she was, I think, Murphy Brown's secretary.
Yet. Well, yeah, well, everyone
No, she was Miles' fiancé for a while.
Oh, cool.
On Murphy Brown.
Oh, yeah.
I just said Miles, like everyone would know.
Yeah.
So, like,
I love
guys
and
know.
I love that Amanda is so lost.
Oh, I haven't known what we've been talking about for many minutes.
Amanda, Amanda's...
It's Frasier.
Amanda's so young that she referred to writing capital letters as caps lock earlier. So,
did I?
Yeah. I wrote it in caps lock.
No!
No, it's a different generation,
What was your Golden Girls?
What was the show you watched?
Oh,
Friends.
Whose Line?
They were old.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of that with my mom.
Yeah.
I think that was it.
Scrubs, you didn't watch,
you know?
Scrubs is good.
Scrubs is good.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay, so they come back from dinner, and that's when the dude is like, God, he's already pissed because he can't, like, it's... They're acting like they can't go into the bedroom and fuck. Like, you know, like...
Like, she's gonna come in there.
Yeah, like, you could just do that. And he's like, well, in order to fuck, we need to go to the Bahamas.
He's like, you know me, I can't come.
You're right, wasn't there
a
middle ground? Wasn't there like a Ramada downtown?
Yeah. Or maybe his fucking house?
How about sneaking out? Have you ever thought of that?
I mean, Sophia's around, but she's also little. She doesn't have like much of a stride.
Yeah.
Both of them have like long legs.
Oh, they
could definitely run her.
You mean they could fuck like around her? Because she's so small.
They could just put her above and below her. Like 69ing around her.
Like she's not on the way.
69? What? Oh my god.
So
it's a 619? Would that be what that is?
This is a great all ages show.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be?
I think it definitely is. I think that's how I advertised.
We should have ID'd everyone.
Oh man. Okay, and then the next scene, the B. Arthur's in the kitchen. She's frustrated, looking down at her coffee. And this is days later, and she still hasn't told her mom that she's not going to the Bahamas. And they still haven't had sex. Days later. Incredible.
Blue balls.
Yeah.
Bluest.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of the problem with that, like, why they have to go to the Bahamas is, like, they're at an age where, like, they do have to plan it out. Like, he's got to take a pill and, like, a day of it. So,
right.
Like, he can't just, like, take a Viagra and then her mom comes. You know what I mean? Like,
there wasn't that pill yet.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's got a
Viagra.
He's
what?
Lotions.
What year?
98?
Creams.
Probably.
Powders.
You're, like, best day of my life.
Yeah. April 7th, 2001. Been coming ever since. Hard as a rock, said 4 hours, 14 years, buddy.
Still hard.
We don't have to go to the Bahamas no more.
Turgid day.
Yeah, Bahamas, like, basically, like, their travel industry just, like, went way down with Vienna.
And I think Miami is, like, a 20-minute boat ride from the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I think they can see it, like, from their house. Like,
it's like Russia from Alaska.
Yeah. Like, you're going to go to the same climate. Like, you're in
the beaches are so white.
The beaches are so white.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's
the Oscars were so white a couple years ago.
But not this last one. Moonlight!
Wait a minute. Why did I turn it off? What happened?
La La Land won.
Yeah. Golden Girls was supposed to win, but Frasier, got the call.
You know what? That's the thing. Everybody got so pissed when they read it. Ghostbusters, but this all-female reboot of Golden Girls is fucking great, you know? Every once in a while you think it's going to work.
Stacey just drowned.
This is all, going out. Like, shot going out like that Indian god. You're going out on Ganesh today.
Yeah, dude. I'm Matthew Broderick. He was in a movie called Out on the Limb. All right, well.
We all didn't Google a bunch of stuff. We were on a podcast. Yeah.
That was a good one. That was.
Thank you so much.
I remember.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was a.
Thank you for having me on the podcast. When do we get paid?
Okay. This is. Okay, now this is the joke. The Sonia Klingler.
Oh, whoa.
Klingler-Hoffen joke. The comic strip joke. The joke we kind of never knew.
This is a fantastic joke.
Sonia Klingenhoffer.
Yeah.
So it's a comic book strip with 16 panels, only know the first one that says the title. Mm-hmm. Yep. The middle one, it is two crows telling a joke. And then the last one is Sonia's mom saying, I understand.
Yeah.
And it was so abstract and obscure, but it was fucking amazing.
And the way they set that whole scene up was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and then when she goes to leave the kitchen and they're like, you were listening at the, or, you know,
you had your face in the crack.
That's what the crow said.
It was so satisfying. Yeah.
It's weird.
Really sharp writing.
Yeah.
I hesitate to say this, but I wasn't expecting that sharp
a writing. Yeah,
no, say
yeah.
Well, you know,
it's okay.
To say.
No, everybody fucking says that to us. Like,
you know the, what's it, Hurwitz?
Like, wrote it.
Mitch Hurwitz from that did like Arrested Development and all that.
Yeah.
He started writing on this show.
He did a
blurb on somebody's book, somebody's like, you know, memoir, and he wrote on it. He's like, this is my favorite first of all, always great, and then ended it with Mitch Hurwitz staff writer Golden Girls season 2, you know. Yes.
I knew that Arrested Development, I've heard him interviewed.
Yeah.
And he's just unapologetically in the mainstream of like sitcom history.
Yeah.
He just embraces that.
It's great.
Which maybe is what makes it so insane and great.
Because
we know all the sub jokes like instinctually, even though we can't really keep up without watching each episode twice.
And how it doesn't look like it though. You know what I mean? It's not like he's doing just a take on All in the Family or something. He's doing this whole different kind of weird thing, you know? But like it has all the tropes and all the good stuff you want from everything else. It's crazy.
It must. I still haven't figured that show out.
Yeah, it's good.
Which one?
Arrested Development. I mean, it's so great, but it's so blindingly mobbed with jokes that it's hard.
And
it's like a roller coaster.
It's like 30 Rock jokes.
It's only down.
It's always self-referencing the show, and it's always doing callbacks. But then also, it's always talking about the whole season when they're getting canceled, and they do that like HBO. The Home Buyers Organization. We gotta go to HBO.
Yeah.
And it's like it's doing all those. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's great. Okay, so what scene is next? Sophia's room. Mm-hmm. This is where Sophia has found new friends.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's also where the magic happens.
With the magic.
Yeah. The boom boom room.
That's where that old guy fucks her. That guy that fucks the shit out of her. Harold or whatever.
What were you talking about?
Like the guy that came and got her suitcase.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that he fucks her.
That's why he took her suitcase.
That was a metaphor. You guys didn't get that?
Yeah. He looked like a cartoon turtle.
You know? He was Myrtle's husband.
Yeah.
Turtle.
Like he wasn't wearing a turtle, but he was.
Yeah.
But I got it. But I gotta say, cartoon turtle is an elderly man 7.
So good. Oh, no. Yeah.
Elderly man 7.
I haven't seen the first
different scale. It's like the senior tour of the Masters, or what they call the senior golfers. It's a different.
So Sophia's packet, and B. Arthur's like, Ma, I know you're lying. You're not going anywhere. You're full of shit.
You dumb bitch.
I fucking hate you.
I wish I was never born.
You're always punching my boyfriend in the boner.
It would have been great if in that scene, like.
Oh, I don't like that he's hard for it.
Wait, he's not the Bahamas?
Yeah, you're right. You didn't say dick, you said boner.
Yes. It boner punching is the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, or yeah. better. I don't know.
Oh, boy. No, definitely the worst.
People are into that.
No.
Yeah.
It's beyond me, but.
I don't like when anyone punches my boner.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
So Raymond wants
to... Oh, I was going to ask you guys, too, this one. Did they get you? Did you think she was going on the trip, or did you think...
That was a kind of a bummer, because I wish that would have had another angle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You mean rather than she totally just... The relationship's over with Raymond?
No, oh, I'm sorry, wait.
No, I'm talking about the mom.
The mom, I would have liked it at the end if there was another joke instead of her actually going. You know, a spoiler to the later in the podcast, but...
What? Like if
she, well, it just—it's one of those
like a twist.
If the whole time when B, like it's kind of, I don't know. I know what I'm saying, but there's no.
Isn't she going with a group? Doesn't she?
Yeah.
So they're all gonna swing.
Yeah. They're fucking
spring break.
Yeah. Cancun, you can do anything
be a big
there.
Swingy thing. Yeah. Or maybe you have to sub in at that age.
Yeah.
Tag team.
That's like circuit training.
Yeah.
So that next scene, B. Arthur is just like, fucking, okay,
She said circuit training.
Slid
it in there.
Pretty good.
You gotta get those reps in. That's what circuit training is, right?
Sort of.
Okay, fine.
I would have loved in that scene, I just never would have, but it would have been fun if she, like, they have that whole scene play out, and then Dorothy's also like, hey, Ma, earlier I was asking the ladies about, like, this necklace I was going to wear, and they were so fucking mean to me. It made me feel like, am I still pretty? And they have, like, a real heart-to-heart. It's like, yeah. I don't know why, but they start talking about my spare tire. Like, I don't know.
And she just starts crying.
Yeah, I just wanted, like, a real human moment.
But it's funny, they said she was flat-chested, and you kind of look down, and you're like, how does anyone know who's what?
Yeah.
Under those, like,
it's so billowy.
Yeah.
It's the tunic to end all tunics.
Yeah.
It's like a fornic.
Yeah.
Are you raising the roof right now?
Yeah.
No, I did.
He's raising the boobs.
Yeah.
Much needed here in this episode. Okay, so Raymond breaks up with her like a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not gonna fucking get puss.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm out.
I'm going to the Bahamas to get some.
He's
still going.
Bros before hoes, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I guess that's
fuck this guy.
So you guys have been doing the show for a while now and everything.
Sometimes twice.
Yeah, sometimes you do an episode. How many times has them all gone through different men, you know? Like, aren't they, like, the most popular?
Yeah.
Because in the first season alone, they go, like, Dorothy goes on 4 dates. Like, I think one of them gets engaged twice in the first season to two different men that you only see for the one episode. It's like, it's very weird how they just are going through.
So there's about, I know Blanche dated around 160, 180 men.
Oh my God. Scandalous. Horny.
I mean, there was over 300 or so men total that, I mean, there's gray areas because sometimes.
Well, there's a lot of gray areas.
Stacy, get out of the bathtub.
Out of the bathtub, he's back.
It's time, honey. Spray on that brute.
But I'm trying to think. In an earlier era of sitcoms, it was just a device. Romantic interest would come in and out, and people didn't fuck all the time, or at least the fiction was that they got close. One time somebody said, like, you know, he had a kid or he slept with somebody. He's like, ooh. He's like, that's not cool. All I do is squeeze boobs or something.
Yeah, that's what he's like, He's like, all I do is sit on it.
Okay. Yeah.
Sit on the dick.
But like people with romantic partners, it was like the equivalent of on ER. You had different medical tragedies.
You're not always
romantic partners coming in and out. And it kept fueling the plots, right?
Like friends, they all fuck each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is like, well, they can't fuck each other. I mean, they could.
Yeah.
But
I think they all did.
That'd be weird.
Ross and Michelle, or no, Monica never hooked up. Who's Michelle? Is my nose bleeding?
Wow. Monica and Michelle.
Monica and Ross never hooked up on Friends, but they were brother and sister, so it's like,
right. You know? Yeah. I think they hooked up.
Yeah.
At least once.
Yeah, probably like in like season 9 or something like that. They're just like, we haven't tried this.
Yeah. I think there is an episode where they made out. I think there is an episode where like they were in costume or something and they kissed at a party.
Classic.
And then freaked out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then Ross was like, I'm still into it if you are.
Where are you going?
The one about incest. My favorite one.
I love periodically looking around and like realizing how much fun we're having and how little fun it looks like a couple people are.
Somebody's out there waiting for the
No, the prizes are coming, guys. I swear.
Yeah, this is the part where we apologize to the audience. Yeah.
Somebody's supposed to be in the like the industrial lubricant TED talk downstairs. And they're like,
this
fucking weird.
That's real lubricant TED talk.
They haven't been babbling once in this fucker.
Okay, so he fucking takes off, and then Sophia comes out, and she's got her suitcase. She's got this fucking bomb as fuck, like Hawaiian shirt with a like a leopard
yeah.
On
it's like
the
a dress,
left
though,
tip.
Too, right?
Oh,
was
is it?
I think it was like a muumuu. Like,
oh,
it was great. You're right.
Muumuu.
I like that.
I love it. It was amazing. And then the fucking dude comes. The fucking
yeah. Turtleman.
Turtleman.
It's a turtle.
Yeah.
How old is he turning today?
Turtleman.
Oh. Actually, you're not gonna believe this. He died that afternoon. Like, he did his line, stepped out the door, and fucking passed out.
But we have him today.
And here he is. He's a steam.
And he makes out with all of us.
He comes out. Everybody's slow as fuck because he's a turtle, so it takes an hour.
Some guy slowly carrying a yellow rose.
And then fucking Sophia takes off and my relationship just ended because of you.
It was a quick ending, and it's not and she doesn't get to go to the Bahamas. Like she totally could guilt free, and
she's
just like nah.
She still,
why didn't she call them?
She could just call them back
and be like, "Let's fuck."
Yeah, she got friends now.
Yeah. It's weird. There was like, this is like every sitcom though from that era, like the 80s and 90s though. If cell phones existed, none of these things would happen. Really, or, like, if they would just be honest with each other. Like Charles...
Stop lying.
You ever watch Charles in Charge? Every episode, they were just tricking each other. They didn't want one of the people in the house to find out, but if they would just been honest, the whole episode wouldn't have happened. In every episode, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Just be honest, device. Guys. That's what.
Yeah, follow your heart.
Be true to yourself and to those you love.
Yeah,
and that's, I think, what we're all trying to say.
Yeah. And also give me 14 grand. If you can do that, that would be fantastic.
All right. So, guys, are you ready for the trivia challenge? All right. Okay, so we have three prizes here. One is a Golden Girls coloring book.
Yay!
Beautiful.
Here's a Blanche Devereaux.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, look at that.
You can color. Can you rip folded hand?
Could you rip that one out and actually just give it to me?
The text says, Benjamin wasn't black. He was from New Jersey. I went to my senior prom with a Yankee.
Is that what it says?
They opened with?
Reference.
That's, it's a very racist book.
Vaguely.
Apparently. No, I remember that line. She went to the prom with a black guy and it was a problem. Wasn't it? Like her dad didn't like it.
Okay.
She's from Atlanta.
Did you guys ever watch Mr. Belvedere?
In the day.
There was an episode of Mr. Belvedere where the daughter was dating a guy who was blind, and it was a white dude who was blind, and she wanted to break up with him, and she told him, she's like, I don't think we can date anymore. And he goes, is it because I'm black? And it got the biggest laugh, and he's not black.
Whoa.
And then she's like, no, it's because you're blind. And he's like, I assumed. And then it's just like, there's a lot happening in this scene.
Is that the episode where Mr. Belvedere sat on his balls?
Yeah, that's every episode, actually. Shrieks on the chin. Ow!
Okay, so you'll win that beauty. All right, and then we also have a Sophia statuette figurine.
That's a good one.
Yay!
That's
beautiful. And also, I know this looks weird, but there are Golden Girl magnets in here.
Oh,
yeah, there are
supremely
five.
Packaged.
It looks like a pipe. It looks like a little like weed pipe.
It looks like a
pleasure toy.
Like a pleasure toy.
Yeah.
So you could have sex with these if you like.
Or put them on your fridge.
Estelle's pleasure.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's this is what a dick feels like when it's in a condom.
Oh no.
Okay.
So informative. Put this. You're gonna have to put this in another category on iTunes.
Yeah. No, these are all, it's going to be explicit.
Yeah.
This is the after dark version.
Okay. So, let's start with the coloring book, right? That'll be prize number one.
And we'll all sign this for you, too.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
We'll color it for you.
So, so here's how it works. I'm going to ask a question that is Golden Girls related. Whoever raises their hand first, you will have an opportunity to answer. You come up here, say your answer into the microphone, and if it is correct, then you win the coloring book. If you get it wrong, the person that I saw raise their hand second will be able to come up here and win the prize. Are you guys ready?
Woo!
Okay, phones down or you don't get anything.
Uh-oh. Daddy's here and he's pissed.
I used to be a teacher. Okay, so what is the name of the actor who plays Stanley? B. Arthur's divorced husband.
Oh.
No one's getting anything.
No one?
I'll be sure you're from this app.
Yeah.
Oh, from this episode? No, it's called Yeah, from this episode. Yeah. What color was Dorothy's dress?
Leopard.
Okay, it's Herb Edelman.
Oh.
And you guys aren't going to believe this. Herb, get out!
How are you? He's still alive, isn't he? I think so. Or did he die?
What was his name?
Herb Edelman.
Oh. He's a woman now.
He's Herb.
It's weird that he went with that.
Okay, second question. What is the name of Sophia's late husband on the show? He's too hard.
All right, should I maybe do an easier one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The answer is Sal, by the way.
Sal. It's a good name.
Okay.
All right. This has been mentioned on the podcast, but where is Golden Girls based?
Nice.
Right. I saw you.
All right.
You come up here.
Oh.
You have to answer. I'm sorry. You
We're
have
gonna
to
make
wrong.
You work for it.
Oh no! Don't give him the mic. This is gonna. Here we go. 15 minutes.
He's gonna do a set.
Yeah.
Miami, Florida.
All right.
Hey, Dante, give it up for Dante. You get the racist coloring book.
You guys, Dante's black.
Dante's black, by the way.
And Robert, before you ask, that's Dade County, okay?
Dade County, it is. Okay, here's another question. And this one might be hard or easy, depending. Okay, and this is for the Sophia statuette. Yay! Okay, what was Rue McClanahan's character name in Maud?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyone? Vivian Harmon.
Ooh.
Okay, this one's easier, I promise. Okay. I know. So, okay.
What is the cap?
I just feel like you're disappointed in all of us.
I'm not! I just tried, because sometimes there'll be someone that knows everything. Okay.
We're just here to teach.
Okay.
Yeah. You used to be a teacher, you're still a teacher. Okay? Give yourself the credit you deserve.
I'm still teaching. Betty White had a prank show in 2012 where old people played pranks on younger people. What was that show's name?
Oh.
Broken Hills.
Come over here!
Get on up here! Give it up!
Say your name.
Yeah.
And say your name and then the answer.
She just ran to the stage.
My name's Jessica. Betty White's Off Your Rockers.
Off Your Rockers!
Yeah. What was your name?
Jessica, thank you.
Can you believe that of the 350 people in this room, Jessica won that question?
Yay.
She had to come down from the balcony.
Yeah. We cut and did a commercial.
Yeah, we cut.
Okay, for the magnets, I ran out of questions. Can you think of anything, Genevieve?
I got one. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, totally.
Nobody's going to know this, so to get back to you in a second. But what was the... Do you guys know... Do you guys... Oh, I feel so bad about that right now. Edit that out. What do you get? Anybody know what the Golden Girls spinoff was called? I don't know. We've got two of them.
All right, now come up here.
Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, that was really chivalrous.
Aww. It was chivalrous.
They're fighting.
Your name in the end.
Chris and Mighty, and it was Empty Nest.
Wait, say that question again.
The question is, what was the spinoff? He might know the other.
Emptiness
is in the universe. Maybe it was a spinoff.
Emptiness is a spinoff.
You might have to crack that fucker open and can him out of
the What defines
a
spinoff?
Because the Golden Girls were in it.
Yeah.
And it's a different show.
You're right. So there's more than
you're
one.
You're thinking of the... So technically it is a spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're right. Technically, emptiness is a correct answer. What's your answer?
I was going to say Golden Palace.
Yes, and that's what I was thinking.
So they're both. So can you share these magnets?
Yeah.
You guys
want to
share?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yay. What a special moment.
Wouldn't it be great if he got on one knee and did it?
I feel like we just forced them to move in together.
they have to share a refrigerator now.
Share a refrigerator.
We both won magnets at a contest.
Yay. All right. I think we did it, guys.
Nice. That was fun.
Thank you.
It was fun.
Thank you, Robert Buscemi, Amanda Hurley, Patrick Casey. Woo.
Thank you.
This comes out on, I think, April 19th. I think we're getting there. April 19th, we have listeners all over the country. Robert, where can people find you online, and what do you have going on?
Robert Buscemi, RobertBuscemi. I'm on Twitter, and that's my URL for my website, and I have two albums on Rooftop Comedy.
Awesome.
And nice. iTunes and all that.
Yeah.
Do it, guys. And Amanda?
I'm Amanda Hurley. I'm going to be at the Women in Comedy Festival in Boston starting on the 19th. So that's going to be, that'll be
awesome.
Good. If anyone's in Boston, yeah.
Cool beans. And Genevieve, where can people find you after April 19th or online?
All right. On this very day, I will be in Nashville for the Broken Record comedy show.
Yeah.
They basically do a week's worth of comedy shows.
Yeah.
And I will be on 3 days of them, so.
Nice. And Patrick, where will you be?
I'll be in New York banging my wife, right? No, okay. I will.
Wrinkly wife.
But no, you can follow me on Twitter at Patrick Hasty, PatrickHasty, PatrickHasty.com. If you're in, I want to run a show the first Saturday of every month at the Greek in the Cave called Jackknife Comedy.
Awesome.
It's a fun show. I have an EP you can get like on Spotify and all that shit called Patrick Hayes, the Cool Rap Metal EP. It's actually stand-up comedy, and I understand that that's probably really fucked me over when I said Cool Rap Metal EP. A lot of people have been downloading it for their own reasons. But
of course you did, though.
Yeah, but you can get that on Spotify or on whatever, iTunes, all that shit.
Fantastic. And I'm at Anthony DeSamito on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm going to be in the Kibitz Room on April 24th in Los Angeles. And then April 30th at Uncabaret.
Ooh.
Sensual.
It's so sensual. I only perform in sensual shows.
And, that's why your pants are off.
The whole time. I haven't been boner punched once. Great.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. You guys, thank you for listening. The music is by Brian Kokernak and Mike Dennison. If you're following us along, the episodes are streaming on Hulu. The next one is the one we were supposed to do. Mr. Blanche Devereaux, season 6, episode 9. You guys, thank you all for coming for City Comedy Festival! Have a beautiful day and or night!
Yeah!
Gonna stuff a chicken, gonna stuff the chicken, like my mama taught me, like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken,